Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Show.
The man chosen to save American radio from its horrible future.
He didn't invent radio. He just perfected it.
Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mayne.
Parental discretion is advised.
The godfather of sports radio.
It is a final.
Here is Tony Bruno.
Tony Bruno.
Going not only maskless, but pantsless on this thirsty Thursday, Harry Mayne. Exactly right. We are here. We are live. Local and late breaking. The station of the people, Harry. Are you excited?
I am, because I'm looking forward to this weekend.
I'm looking forward to a nine-day weekend, Harry.
9 days?
Well, it depends.
Nine? We know you're bad at math, but come on.
I mean, come on, man.
You know how many days we're going to take off, Harry? I believe that's written in our contract.
Mm-hmm.
Forget about three-day weekends.
Yeah.
It's all about the
three-day weekend.
Enough. No, three is not enough.
No.
Eight's enough, though. Wasn't that a TV show?
Yeah,
eight is enough.
Yes. Back in the 70s.
That's good knowledge right there. Meanwhile, we got a lot of stuff to get to today, Harry, on this thirsty Thursday, July 2nd. And we got some great friends coming on the show today.
We do.
It's Friends and Family Thursday here. You know when you go to a store, friends like IKEA does a
discount, right?
Friends and Family discount on Thursdays. Mm-hmm. So we started that. So we're bringing in a couple of friends. And they're pretty much family, Harry. Sort of like the Olive Garden.
Well, I've worked with two of them.
I've worked with two of them also.
Mm-hmm.
I've worked with all three of them, actually.
You have?
No, I actually didn't. Not with our third guy. Ian Eagle, I've never worked with him. I know him, and I've been around him.
I like his work.
He's one of my favorite.
Yeah.
He's one of the best in the business. Ian Eagle's going to join us later on from CBS.
The Birdman.
The Birdman. Another Syracuse guy, yet we still allow him on the show, Harry.
I know.
No, he's great. And we'll ask him, you know, he does the New Jersey Nets game. Is he going to bail on like the Nets are from the NBA restart? Is the NBA going to bail? Because 9 more COVID positives, Harry.
Oh, man.
That's a total of 25 out of 351 players tested since June 23rd. Should they shut it down? Harry, I'm going to pretend like I'm every other sports talk show host in America and everybody in the sports media. I don't know, Harry. I don't know whether they should even attempt this.
Yeah.
Let's just shut it down.
Right.
Let's just shut it down, okay?
Absolutely not.
I'm afraid, Harry. I'm afraid to even watch the games. I may get
you
the
might
Rona
get COVID.
Right through the TV screen.
Your TV is so good,
it'll transmit
disease.
My HK ultra high definition.
4K.
No, it's HK now.
Oh, HK?
I'm all the way up to HK.
Oh,
come
really?
On, Harry. That 4K stuff is like so last year.
Forget smell-o-vision.
My picture's so real, if I put my hand up trying to get a rebound from one of the 76ers,
you'll touch
the
ball.
I will touch the ball and get Rona. And then I'll have to self-quarantine until the NBA season comes to a merciful end, if it ever starts. I don't know, Harry. I'm worried now.
Yeah.
I don't think we're going to have any sports. Baseball, NBA, hockey, soccer now. They got all these cases.
Baseball is supposedly 22 days and a couple of hours away.
But they are practicing today. I actually saw some video of JT Realmuto taking some cuts in the batting cage.
Yeah, I saw Bryce Harper fielding some balls, and he had Realmuto's number on, didn't he?
Did he really?
Yeah, that's a statement.
That is a statement. How about going up to the GM and saying, hey, sucker, get this guy signed. He's the best catcher in baseball.
Take some of my money and give it to
him. Exactly. How many times have we seen quarterbacks do that to try to keep their, you know, players that are important to their team?
Right.
You know, I'll take the cut. You defer the money later. Take some of that money and then give it to this guy so we can get a deal done. Just do the deal.
We do that on this show.
Exactly. With what money? There's no income redistribution on this show, Harry. There's no income to redistribute. You know what I'm saying?
But we could be making
fake news.
We could be making income off of our brand new just hit the presses t-shirt that is now available in the shop.
There it is, Harry. It is now out. I'm low key faded, bro.
These
tell me
are
now that
available.
Every head shop, you know, you go to Venice Beach and you see all the Bob Marley and all the tie dye. That's going to be the number one seller of the summer, Harry. I'm low key faded, bro.
And it's in like a faded gray
correct.
Color,
smoke
right?
Gray.
Smoke.
It is smoke so gray.
And if you listen,
it's on brand.
And well, also, you know how they sell those T-shirts that in the sun with sunlight they would change colors.
Yes,
remember those?
Yes, yes.
I wish that did that, but this
no.
Does not
this
do
one
that.
Will have the this will have the added essence of marijuana.
Mm.
So when you buy it, you get a little tube of marijuana like
oil.
Oil.
Yeah.
And you apply it so that when you say you're low key faded, bro. Then you'll smell like you're low-key.
Ode to Mary Jane?
Yes.
He's coming on at 420 today, Mary actually. Yes, Mary Jane. Mary Jane Shander.
I know how we could do that without having to give out. We just store all of the T-shirts at Eitan's house.
Exactly.
And then when they get out, they have it
well,
automatically on
well, he can't smoke
there.
In the house.
Oh.
Oh, well then.
We'll take it to a Dave Matthews concert and just leave it there.
Just hot box it in Eitan's car for a while.
I don't buy that Shander doesn't smoke in the house.
No, he doesn't. Yeah. He doesn't.
His fiance won't allow
never
it.
Smoked
he never,
in the house.
Never when I was there, and I did shows there every day with him. I mean, he'd go out on the porch.
Oh, that's impressive.
I believe it because if I were his fiance, I would know.
Oh, trust me.
I would
he
know.
He cannot lose this woman. Like, he outkicked the coverage by so far.
Well, like
his
said,
leg came off.
Yeah, I mean, any chick that he's going to end up with, he said he's going to outkick the coverage.
Right, right.
But
right.
No, but this is like not just, like, if outkick the coverage is
wait
like
a minute,
right
you
got
to give Clay Travis money now for saying that.
Right. Yeah.
And Jason Whitlock,
if it's
I
right
think.
Here, she's like all the way up here.
Yeah.
So he basically sleeps on the porch because he's smoking all the time.
Right.
He's probably never even in the house.
Spends a lot of time outdoors.
Exactly.
But if you would
he's
like this shirt, anybody, it's
be
a,
the first
it's
in
Heather
your neighborhood.
Gray.
Yes.
It comes in both men's and women's. It has a silhouette of
it could be anybody.
Could be
anybody.
It's an unidentified NFL player. Yeah. How about if we just say that?
Yes.
Right.
Unidentified. And underneath it, in a smoke font, in a faded smoke font, is I'm low-key faded, bruh.
You did
it's
not include
awesome.
The beginning of the quote, because that's too, it was like, can I hear it one more time there, Josie?
And oh, bro, I'm low-key faded, bro.
I'm low-key
bro.
I'm low-key faded, bro.
And, of course, on the back is the TB Channel 211 Sirius XM.
Exactly right.
It's awesome. Get it now while you can.
So there you have it. You got to be on top of stuff, Harry.
Mm-hmm.
I'm low-key faded, bro. We'll be the number one most uttered thing if you're ever allowed to go out again and have fun. And not Funyuns.
Fun?
You can have those afterwards when you smoke up and wear that shirt. Beautiful. Meanwhile, and how you get that shirt, you go to TonyBrunoShow.com/shop, and then you go in there. And there's no looting or rioting in the shop because you can't enter. Even if you do enter, you can't get out. We clock the door behind you like they do in some of those banks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they have like the doors. This is before COVID. There were some banks in the city here. They were so worried about robberies that you would go in and there'd be like a little foyer.
Mm-hmm.
And then they would lock the door behind you once you get in. And then lock the door in front of you unless, until you were the only person, and then they would open it and let you in.
Is that right?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Some of the banks. This is way before looting and rioting became cool again, Harry. That's how crazy the thing is out there in the world of crime.
Martini Lori on the Twitch chat room just said, Miss Robin, you sound like as much of a pothead as Betty White.
Yeah,
but Betty White's in her 90s. And speaking of birthdays, Harry, we got to pour one out for another legendary figure today, Harry. I didn't even know he was still around, but he's one of the iconic voices on television for 7 decades. Hugh Downs. Now, remember, he hosted Concentration, but he was on news and television for 7 decades. He retired in 1999.
Wow.
And he's 99 years old, God bless him. Hugh Downs, of course, was on the Today Show back in the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
And then 21 years when 2020... Speaking of 2020, how ironic is that? In 2020, Hugh Downs, the host, along with Baba Wawa, dies on July 2nd, 2020. And as he and Baba Wawa would say at the end of the show, Harry, you remember the famous sign-off? Mm-hmm. Do we have it, John?
And that's 2020 for now. We thank you for watching.
And remember, we're in touch, so you be in touch. I'm Barbara Walters.
And I'm Hugh Downs.
And for everyone here, thank you and good night.
There you have it. That was the staple show on Friday nights, 2020.
We're in touch.
Did her speech impediment get worse as she got older?
No, she kept. She was making. She made. She got every big interview ever made.
Mm-hmm.
Now Barbara's still alive, but Hugh Downs, 99 years old, Harry.
Yeah.
How about that?
He was born on Valentine's Day, back in 1921.
Wow, that's unbelievable.
Akron,
man.
Ohio.
Yeah.
Hello. No, that's amazing.
He had a great voice.
Yeah, he was he was the smooth, original smooth news guy before smooth news guys were cool. Just
one
always
wife.
Calm, cool, and collected. He was married to one woman who died in 2017.
Since
Ruth.
1944.
How
that hardly
that?
Ever happens anymore, especially in the entertainment industry.
Let's give him a roaring round of applause. Right?
That's a great run.
Yes, it is.
You know? How long is 2020 on the air?
It's still on.
It's still on.
It is?
Yeah, but
when
it's
did
not
it
like
start?
It started back with Hugh Downs and Barbara Walters. I believe they were the original host. And then remember who took over afterwards?
Stone Phillips? Was
No, he was a part of it. He wasn't the host.
Oh, okay.
Ted Koppel became the host, if I'm not mistaken. Ted Koppel replaced Hugh Downs and Barbara Wawa. And then Barbara Wawa, her worst work was creating The View.
Hmm.
And housewives have been suffering ever since. That train wreck went on the air. Wow.
2020 original release was June 6, 1978.
78.
And who were the first two hosts, Robin? I'm pretty sure. I mean, I might be wrong. Like, I didn't spend hours, because this story broke right before we came on the air that Hugh Downs had passed away. So anyway, it's also, you know whose birthday it is today? Mike Jerick. Our good friend Mike Jerick
Fox
from Fox
29.
29. I told him I'd set off some illegal fireworks for him this weekend in his honor. I'll go right in front of his house.
Well, he lives downtown.
I know he does. He'll be hearing the fireworks and gunshots all weekend, no matter what, on the 4th of July.
You know who created 2020?
Who created it?
Rune Arledge.
The ABC Sports?
Yes.
The guy who
started
Monday Night Football
guy,
he created Monday Night Football.
How about that?
And I didn't know he created 2020.
Yeah, he created 2020.
You're talking about 2020 vision, Harry.
Wow.
I mean, that's just incredible back in the day. Anyway, we got a lot of stuff coming up. We'll get you the latest on the Rona. We'll get you the latest on Vanilla Ice. We got more gamers in trouble, Harry.
Wait,
did you see this?
There's late-breaking news about Vanilla Ice.
Yes, and it's not about him redoing a $7 million mansion down there in South Beach.
Right.
Vanilla Ice has been canceled,
Harry. Wow.
He does a great job, though.
Yeah, he does. Listen, if I had a $7 million home, I'd have. And if I had an unlimited budget, you ever see his HGTV show?
No, I know he has a show.
I don't know if he's still doing it, but he goes into millionaires' houses and then puts in, like, the most expensive stuff you can imagine.
Mm-hmm.
And they do a great job, his guys. But he was going to do a concert, Harry, in Austin, Texas.
Really?
Of all places.
Wow.
And they said no.
Huh.
So he is now will not be doing a medley of his own hits.
Medley? It's got one hit.
Oh, no, he's got a couple of them.
What does he just do, like different versions of the
same song?
I don't
know. That's a great question. I've never been to a Vanilla Ice show. Have you been to a Vanilla Ice show, Josie?
But if anybody out there listening has, I'd love to know.
I have not.
No, Joe C's not a Vanilla Ice guy.
Yeah.
No.
Although he stopped. What was the first line? Stop.
Collaborate and listen.
Collaborate and listen. Ice in the house with a brand new edition. We may have to play Ice Ice Baby later on as a tribute to Vanilla Ice, the greatness that is.
Play that funky music.
No, well, he didn't do that. That was the average white band.
Okay.
The average white band.
No, he used it and got sued by them. That was actually Wild Cherry.
Wild Cherry was playing, that's right.
Yeah, but he got sued by Wild Cherry for not giving proper credit for it.
Beautiful, man. Beautiful. Jody Mack will do us a favor. We'll talk to our good friend Jody Mack from CBS and a whole bunch more. We're just getting started. It is a throwback Thirsty Thursday with Tony, Harry, Miss Robin. The whole gang is here on SiriusXM 211 and everywhere on Earth where you can listen.
The Tony Bruno Show.
You think LeBron, if he wins a title on October 12th, is going to be ready to go back to training camp less than a month later?
No.
And then start the season on December 1st? Hell no.
No.
Hey, LeBron, you just won another championship. What are you going to do? I ain't doing nothing. I got to be back at work in 3 weeks.
Right.
I can't even go to Disney World. I've been here since frickin' July.
Catch new episodes of The Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mays.
Weekday afternoon starting at 3 Eastern on Dan Patrick Radio Channel 211 and the SiriusXM app.
We've got Tony Bruno Show gear, yo. Check out the TonyBrunoShow.com shop for all your beautiful and I am pissed off t-shirts. And don't forget the popular, if we're going to die, let us die drunk at least, plus new t-shirts and other paraphernalia being added daily. Go to TonyBrunoShow.com/shop to purchase and for more information.
There are those who stand forever ready. Ready to defend the nation. Ready to fight for what matters, no matter what. Do you have what it takes? Find out at GoArmy.com/warriors.
Hey folks, this is Tony Bruno, and you can now hear my show weekdays on SiriusXM Channel 211. You know me, I've been around forever, and I'm an essential service, along with my man Harry Mays, where we talk about sports, right, Harry?
Yes, and even outside the world of sports, which unfortunately is the world we're living in right now, Tony.
But we have fun doing it every day. So tune in for the Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mays, weekday afternoons, 3 p.m. on Dan Patrick Radio 211, and listen at home with Amazon Alexa, Google Assistant, or however you stream in your house.
This is about more than work. It's about growing a community. Every day, across the country, the highly skilled, highly trained members of the IBEW are committed to doing the job right, doing the job safe, and doing the job on time. Because while we might be experts in our field, we're also your friends and neighbors. IBEW, the power professionals in your neighborhood.
Hand washing and constant hygiene may be in our lives to stay, but that doesn't mean you have to resort to harsh, industrial-grade hand sanitizer imported from who knows where. ForcefieldProducts.com has hand sanitizer and all-natural protective barrier products that nourish your skin while providing essential antibacterial protection. ForcefieldProducts.com has hand sanitizers to use when you can't wash your hands, and protective barrier gels and spritz products for extra protection after washing. All of our premium products have been hand-formulated with essential oils that are proven in studies to provide extra immunity barrier protection while nourishing the skin. ForcefieldProducts.com has the products for you and your family to be confident in your health and hygiene. Use discount code BRUNO for 10% off to purchase your hand sanitizer and protective barrier products at ForcefieldProducts.com. That's ForcefieldProducts.com, discount code BRUNO. ForcefieldProducts.com, discount code BRUNO.
Listen to The Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mays. Weekdays from 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern on Dan Patrick Radio Channel 211 and with the SiriusXM app.
Welcome back to The Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mays on SiriusXM 211.
One of the pleasures of doing this broadcast every day, and we thank you all for listening. And all you new listeners, those of you who are finding us again, every day we have people, wow, you're back on the air.
Right, I didn't know you were on again.
Neither did I. It just happened. We just fell in here. But one of the great things about doing this is during the breaks, we can see how important sports is to not just the fans, but to the gambling degenerates like Harry Mays, who bets on golf. And a man who would never bet on golf is joining us right now. The Mac man, Jody Mack. One of our favorite guys in the history of this business. We've worked with him. He's on CBS Sports Network Radio. He's on The Fan in New York. He's on WIP in Philly. He's got to be America's top utility man right now in the industry. Jody, how are you, brother?
Peter Gammons once called me Ben Zobrist of Sports Talk Radio.
The Ben Zobrist. Wow.
That's correct.
That is awesome. Mac, man, how are you, brother?
Hey, what are you talking about? Of course I bet on golf.
Yeah, he does.
Harry's the only one?
Just going to say.
Harry, during the break, was dropping all the worst profanities at Patrick Reed you could ever think of.
On Thursday afternoon, huh?
Yeah.
At the TV already by Thursday afternoon. Hey, I don't want to be around him on Sunday.
Hey, Jody, they're putting 65s on the board on the first day. You can't make bogeys.
On a par three, you can't three-putt a par three. Even I don't do that,
exactly.
Jody.
So now I know I got to root for Patrick Reed. I don't have action this weekend, so I got to jump on Harry's band.
Well, I also got Brian Stewart at plus 10,000 to win it, and he's currently 12th. So
Harry, it's early.
I know.
It's relaxed.
Jody needs to do me a favor with Brian Stewart.
That's right. Jody Mack.
Brian Stewart. I'll guide him home on Sunday for you.
Jody, do Harry a favor. And, of course, when Harry wins $10,000, you'd have bet a dollar on it. It's 10,000 to one?
Yeah, plus 10,000.
Plus 10,000. So how much did you bet?
I'm not divulging that.
If you bet a dollar, you win 10 grand, right?
No, he'd win $1,000.
All right.
Your
math.
That's why
I'm not even telling you, because your math is horrendous.
Jody Mack, just do him a favor, and of course he appreciates it, which
yes,
is all that matters. All right, Jody.
Rude Mr. Stewart in.
First thing, we got to put you on the hot seat here, so to speak. Are you in the group of, now we have 9 more COVID positives in the NBA, 25 out of 351, and baseball players testing positive, and soccer players testing positive. Are you on the school of, hey, I don't know if we should be able to play baseball or basketball or football or soccer or anything else right now, except golf, because at least they've kept it under control, so to speak.
Oh, and horse racing, which, in case you haven't figured out, I bet on that, too.
I know Jody Mack at the track.
Just lost the third from Belmont, but we won't discuss that. I'm all for trying. I am just not a diehard believer. As badly as I want it to happen, I miss sports as badly as you two knuckleheads or anybody else on the planet, and I want to see it back, and I'm dying for it. I'm just trying to be realistic and say, if it happens, great, but I'm not holding my breath. I think baseball is the one shot that's got a chance to actually come back, just because the game itself is played, for the most part, at a social distance. The players are separated on the field, and besides the catcher and the batter's box together, there is a good deal of distance between all the players. How the hell are the NBA players not going to pass it to themselves? How the heck are the NHL players not going to go into the corner and share COVID if they test positive? And the NFL, God bless Roger Goodell and everything he's done and the way that they've kept their offseason going and given us sports talk guys a chance to just sink our teeth into something. How do you not spread COVID-19 when you start tackling each other? While I want it, while I'm rooting for it, while I'm hopefully with blinkers on believing in it, truthfully, I don't know we're going to get anything other than baseball in this year.
Wow. So what did you think of the way baseball went about their whole situation? Through the media, one side versus the other, and then you find out yesterday Rob Manfred tells Dan Patrick that, we were never going to play anything but a 60-game schedule anyway. So talk about
it. But Dan clarified that today, because he got a lot of people saying, he said Rob Manfred went on Dan Patrick's show and said, 60 games, that's what he said. They obviously had proposed more than 60 games during the time. So he didn't want to make it sound like that 60 games was
negotiating in good faith.
Yeah.
That's what it sounds like.
The way that I understood it was, yes, because they had proposed more than 60 games. If it came down to Manfred just implementing a season, which was part of the Mark agreement, if they couldn't come to an agreement on their own again in the second negotiation, baseball had the power to implement the season. I think what he meant was it was going to be 60. If we were going to implementation, then it was going to be 60. It wasn't going to be any more than that, which I understood. But I think Rob Manfred opened mouth and inserted foot a couple times here in this negotiation. Mm-hmm. And I'm a fan. I think he's a good commissioner. I think he's done a dynamite job in these negotiations since he joined up with Selig decades ago. But this time he, at times, said some foolish things which only irritated the other side and, more importantly, the fan base. Hopefully we're going to have baseball. Hopefully they get the 60 games in a playoff, and they can at least put this season in the books. But the next time they got to step up and collectively bargain, a year and change from now, I think it could be even uglier than this one was.
The great Jody McDonald. And I think it's safe to say, Jody, people who don't know you, which can't be that many, you know, you're from a baseball family. So baseball, is it still your favorite sport? Because a lot of people say, you know, it's old people watch baseball. They're not generating any younger audience. And the people who watch it are the old people over 60 because that's what they'll always watch. Do you believe that? I mean, you're still a baseball guy through and through, are you not?
Yes, and I'm not over 60, so you can not put me in that group just yet, although I'm speaking up on it. Yeah, I'm a baseball guy. I've been a baseball guy my whole life. My father was on part of the original New York Mets in
exactly.
The year that I was born, 1962, so I got no choice. It's in my DNA, and I will never give up on the sport. I fielded too many calls, like I'm sure you guys did. There are millionaires fighting with billionaires. I'll never watch baseball again. They say that, but then they go back to watching baseball, and I believe that that's the case. I think that if they come back, and as I just said with you guys, I think they have a better chance of getting a season up and running and then keeping it running than any of the other major sports. What are baseball fans going to do? Turn away because they had an antsy collective bargaining agreement? BS. They'll be right back in front of their TVs watching every game they can get their eyeballs on.
Do you think this season, obviously, you know, it's about not even a third of what a little bit more than a third of what the regular season would normally be. You think it would play out similarly with the same teams, you know, like Yankees, Dodgers, the better teams being there in the end in such a short run?
Can. And probably will. They'll be, they're going with the standard playoffs. They couldn't add playoff teams. So it's 10 total, 5 National, 5 American. There'll be one in there that kind of comes out of left field. That it just works well for them. They don't get a lot of COVID-19 positive tests. They build a little momentum and carry it into the playoffs. Could end up in an ALDS or an ALCS. But when we get to the World Series, yeah, I think it'll be the teams that we all thought were going to be there back in February when everybody started reporting to Florida and Arizona.
Jody McDonald joining us. You hear him on CBS. You hear him everywhere. If you don't hear Jody Mack on the radio somewhere, then you don't have a radio.
Yeah, you got to flip those dials more often.
Exactly right. All right, Jody, now let's talk about the NBA, my favorite sport, my favorite league. You're seeing more positive COVID tests. You got a lot of players that don't want to go. We'll have Ian Eagle on, another guy you know well.
He's going to have Ian on his Saturday show this week.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anything you'd like us to ask? Anything you'd like us to ask Ian, the Birdman, before you get a chance to interview him over the weekend?
No, but I'll just tune in after you guys hang up on me, and then I'll know what to ask Ian with the good answers that he gives you guys. Stealing is a prerequisite in this business.
So, you know Ian, and you know he's part of the Nets. He does the Nets television broadcast, and the Brooklyn Nets. I think we could all agree because it's factual. Really don't want to go to Orlando, do they?
Well, some do. Guys fighting for their NBA lives want to take this as an opportunity to showcase their abilities and talents, but there are a whole bunch of guys that either are choosing to not go, like DeAndre Jordan, can't go because they're not up to it physically, like Kevin Durant, or Kyrie Irving, because Kyrie's just kind of like nuts, and that wouldn't make too much sense for him to go and actually earn the $30-some-odd million that he's supposed to be paid. Yeah, they're going to go, and they're going to make the playoffs, and they're going to get booted in the first round. It's the same thing that it was the last year for the Nets. For the Nets fans out there, you actually have my condolences, because at some point you're going to get real basketball when Kevin Durant comes back next year. But their participation here in the eight-game mini-season leading into the playoffs really isn't going to move the needle one way or the other. They're just kind of along for the ride.
You know what's amazing, Jody, to me, is that the most maligned commissioner in sports going into this season has always been Gary Bettman of the NHL. And yet he was the first guy who stepped up and got his sport back on track. That, to me, has to be the biggest surprise of all the sports developments this year.
All right, but let me get on Bettman's case a second, because I've been doing it for the last 3 weeks. Yes, you're right. He led the way. He got out there. He had his Zoom press conference, and he laid out the return of the NHL. And I actually liked the way they did it by telling the teams that were eliminated, yeah, you don't have to go to a bubble and play a couple of games just so we can pitch out the season. Go ahead, your year is over. I like a lot of what he said, But he said, we need to determine where we're going to finish the season and where we're going to have our playoffs, and we're going to have two hub seat cities. And it took them five friggin' weeks to figure out what the hub cities were going to be right up until yesterday.
But, Tony, he had to deal with Canadian issues. He had to deal with cities with, like, Vegas. They wanted to do it in Vegas, and they had a COVID spike. This is not the commissioner making these decisions.
Well, of course it's the commissioner. Who else is making it?
So would you go and play in Las Vegas, then, if you were the commissioner?
No, but I think he could have seen. From the day that he had his press conference, Tony, he knew that Canada was less infected than the United States, correct? He could have just mandated, listen, here's what we're going to do, guys. Toronto looks good. Edmonton looks good. That's where we're having the playoffs. Rather than for 5 weeks wait and see what changes and what spikes up and what comes back down, I thought he should have been more direct and more aggressive in picking those two up cities and letting the hockey fans start to get excited about getting their sport back. Now, they're going to get it, and they can start getting excited now. I don't know if it builds up enough excitement to get them good TV ratings.
There's no better postseason in sports than hockey playoffs, Jody. Come on, man.
It has been. You are 100% correct for the last 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years, whatever you want to say. That's been the case. We'll see if that's the case this year. I don't think it's a given because all the postseasons are going to be different this year. Our world is different. For hockey's sake, I hope it stays the same as it always has been, and the chase for Lord Stanley Cup is everything that it's ever been before. But I'll wait and take a wait and see on all the upcoming postseasons.
Do you have enough television screens in your house, Jody, in your studio down there to watch everything that could be on this August?
Let's see. Three people live in my house, not counting my lovely dog, Moxie, who's sitting at my feet, and she's not really a TV watcher. And we have eight TVs for three people. So if we can't stay engaged with eight TVs in a house with only three people living in it, then that's shame on us.
Wow.
Come you got on, hockey, you got basketball, you got preseason. Well,
don't forget
football,
the horse racing.
Horse
you know?
Racing,
even
golf.
Eddie Olczyk yesterday said he was still betting on Canterbury Park in Minnesota with our good buddy
Paul Allen the races.
Doing the call from Canterbury. That's a real horse player right there. Are you betting on Canterbury Park in the middle of the week, Jody?
No. Now, Indiana Grand, that's a different story. But I just haven't meandered over to Canterbury just yet, I'm sorry to say, and I apologize for not knowing who's going to win the sixth at Canterbury today.
All you got to do is DM Paul Allen. He does the call, the voice of the Minnesota Vikings and the man who is the voice of Canterbury Park.
Okay. Or I could go to my buddy Ed Olczyk, who I'm going to to this weekend on my CBS Sports Radio, because I'm guaranteeing you he's betting Ellis Park right now.
Oh, yeah, we had him on yesterday, Eddie, and he said he actually had action at Canterbury, and he DM'd Paul Allen to get some info. That's how it works. You know that.
I got Paul's number. I just haven't gotten to Canterbury yet. I may have to take advantage.
You got any early selections for the Travers or the Kentucky Derby?
There is a horse. Approximately, let's see, 9 days from now, they're going to run the Bluegrass Stakes at Keeneland, which used to be a Kentucky Derby prep race was raced back in April, which would lead to the Derby in May. Everything got changed. All the schedules got changed. So it is still a Kentucky Derby prep. It's going to go next Saturday, not this Saturday, at Keeneland. There is a horse by the name of Enforceable that someone tipped me off to at the end of the two-year-old campaign last year, and he said he's the most royally bred horse that I've ever seen. Mm. He won a big prep race in February, ran a less-than-stellar follow-up race, but the trainer, Mark Cassie, who won two-thirds of the Triple Crown last year, took him out of racing, gave him a month and a half off, just started working him out again within the last month, is pointing him toward the Bluegrass. I have extensive Kentucky Derby future book action on this horse. So next Saturday in the Bluegrass, help your buddy Jody Mack out and do some rooting for Enforceable.
Enforceable.
How about that?
That is great. Jody Mack at the track knowledge
That's
right there,
deep
man.
Right there.
That is deep. That is deep. How about Saratoga? Saratoga, Jody.
Oh, I got some degenerate friends who text me all the time and say, you want the latest? Saratoga's going to open for racing in 2 weeks. There is one section of the track where if you are outside of the park, It's the first turn, back corner. If you stand outside on the other side of the fence, you can actually see the track. And my buddy texted me and said, I'm going to opening day. Even if it's not open, I will sit outside with a folding chair and a cooler and my racing form and my phone to put my wagers
in. For his phone bet account.
And watch them run in the far turn. Not the final turn, the first turn in the far right corner. That's how badly he wants to get back to watching racing.
And wow. Will he be screaming at the horses as they make the turn to the final stretch? Down
he'll
the
He'll be slapping that racing form on his thigh.
Move that horse, Irad. Get the hell up in the irons, Irad.
All right. We have tape, I believe, of your buddy out there right now. There he is. He's just watching the workouts right now.
That's the sick horse.
And down
that's when he knows to crack the next beer, because he's got about 5 minutes before they get into the gate. Now, that sounds like my buddy Big John.
See, right, we got all the sounds for all sports occasions, Jody Mack. Jody McDonald, catch him on CBS Sports Network here in Philly and New York on The Fan. You got any other jobs we may be missing right now, Jody?
Well, there's one on since you're broadcasting right now on SiriusXM. I haven't been on the SiriusXM MLB Network in 3 months because, as we mentioned, I'm a Ben Zobrist kind of guy. There are certain years where nobody gets hurt, nobody comes out of the lineup, and Ben Zobrist sits on the bench. Well, that's been the case on the MLB Network. All the guys who work for teams and also work for Sirius, there were no teams. There's no activity. So I'm hoping to get back on and do some shows when they get the baseball up and running at the end of the month.
Well, we do have breaking news, though, from the baseball. We have our first injury of the 60-game season that has already occurred, and it's with your Chicagoland area Cubs. Did you hear this story, Jody?
You're telling me for the first time here.
Cubs left-handed pitcher Jose Quintana, who went 13-9 last year with a 4.68 ERA, was washing the dishes in his home in Miami. The dish broke, and he got a cut in his left thumb, his throwing hand, and now he had major surgery. Not major surgery, but he had surgery to repair it, and they will not know how long he will be out until they start throwing in 2 weeks, and they'll see whether he's able to throw again. That's a big, big...
Well, was it just a flesh wound, or did a tendon
get cut? No, they had
cut?
To do microsurgery. Oh, wow. It was a big, deep cut. It went into the tendon area. And so, Jody, you look at that starting rotation. Lester, Darvish, Kyle Kendricks, and now Quintana. You're a Cub fan. What are you thinking?
That surely doesn't help. And they let Cole Hamels walk away, which I thought was a mistake. I thought the Cubs should have tried harder to keep him. The Braves didn't give him an outrageous contract. Good salary, but just for 1 year. I've been a Cubs fan because I'm a big Joe Maddon fan, and I like Theo Epstein as well. Without Joe Maddon, and I like David Ross. I think he was a great player as a team kind of guy. I think he was a pretty damn good broadcaster his couple of years out of the game, and I think he'll be a good manager, but I don't know if he's going to be a good manager. I know Joe Maddon's a good manager. I am not nearly as high on the Cubs this year as I have been the last couple of years with Maddon at the helm.
Well, Jody, I think this week marks the 33rd anniversary of The Fan, WFAN. Tony brought it up a minute ago. When you think of the start of The Fan, and I know you were a part of it, what comes to mind? What's the number one thing?
Oh, the god-awful studios in Astoria, New York, which many of the guys have complained about over the years. And believe me when I tell you, every single one of them was justified and on point. I was so wet behind the ears and new to the business. It all looked great and upscale to me. And then I started getting other jobs and working in other places like SiriusXM, and I found out what real studios were supposed to look like and real technology was and the best in the business. Yeah, not so much down in the Kauffman Astoria Studios basement. But, hey, yeah, you got to start somewhere. And 33 years. I'm on FAN on Sunday night, as a matter of fact, as part of the celebratory anniversary weekend. I'm looking forward to it. I still got a lot of good listeners and good friends up in New York, and they're in cooler, fancier studios in Manhattan now, but that doesn't matter because we're all broadcasting from home these days.
I don't want to say how much radio has changed since that day back in 1987. And then WIP in Philly was really the second big sports station to go on the air. Mm-hmm. First, the Fan obviously was the granddaddy of them all. But I remember when Jody Mack was reading box scores in the middle of the night, before we had internet, before we knew, you know, we knew what the final score was, but we did not know the box score.
Yeah, you didn't know how you got there.
Exactly.
For the final.
No.
Yep.
And I would do that for fantasy baseball, something I know Harry appreciates, mm-hmm. because no matter what they say, it's gambling.
Exactly.
It always has been gambling. It always will be gambling. And it was gambling back then. And I was doing my fellow gambling degenerate buddies a favor by letting them know their information ahead of time, on rather than have to wait for the morning paper to find out that.
But it was Melky called. Cabrera, it was called rotisserie. It wasn't even. It was rotisserie back then, right?
Correct.
Rotisserie.
Started as rotisserie, became fantasy, and I've been playing it for since before I ever got on the air. So speaking up on 36, 37 years now.
I see a question on our Twitch stream, Tony.
For Jody Mack?
Yes. Mount Rushmore of Jody Mack co-hosts.
You got to do it before they take Mount Rushmore down, Jody. We may not be able to go to the Mount Rushmore route anymore if they take it down. So Mount Rushmore of Jody Mack co-hosts.
Now, Tony Bruno and I have done a handful of shows.
Correct.
Over the years, just dropping in, filling in. He's filling in for my partner. I was filling in for his partner. So I wouldn't call Tony. Tony doesn't qualify for this.
That's
not
correct.
Not enough at bat. Can't qualify for the batting title. Harry Mays certainly does qualify. Sid Rosenberg, I know you guys put Sidney up every once in a while.
Yeah.
Sid was the most fun partner to ever work with, but also was the most frustrating partner to ever work with. At the end of the day, you were either laughing your you-know-what off or you're pulling your hair out with Sid. Glenn McNow and I did, seven or 8 years together.
Mac and Mac.
That was legendary.
Mac and Mac was a long-term marriage, so that's got to get its just due. And I did a solid year plus with Susan Waldman, who is, for as long as this industry has been going on, there have been few and far between true women hosts in big shows. And she was my partner when I started back up at FAN in the midday shift. And I always got along well with Susan. Not everybody did, but I did. Hmm. So I would put Susan in there as well.
Well, she said this about you, Jody.
Goodness gracious.
And I think that's pretty much exactly right.
Altogether too often she would say that when I would say something stupid on the show.
By the way, speaking of Sid, we have sad news. He just posted on his Twitter feed that he lost his dad
last night.
Sid Rosenberg. Yeah. With a very, very touching message about losing his dad. He's heartbroken.
He was in hospice.
Yes. Yeah. And so we send out our thoughts and condolences to the Rosenberg family.
Yeah, we hope he was actually able to see him. Oh, good.
Oh, yeah.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Well, Jody, it's great to catch up, my friend.
Thanks, Jody.
Guys, my pleasure. Harry, if Mr. Stewart wins this week, I'll expect my cocktail.
You'll get a cut.
Anytime.
And we have to say it to you, Jody. Coming on the show today, you know what we say to you? Appreciate it.
There you go. Well done, Mr. Bruno. Anytime you guys need me, you got my number. Either call me or Paul Allen. One of the two of us.
Hey, I'll get you in the box at Canterbury Park if you want to get up there. I'll get you in the box.
At Jody Mackman on Twitter.
At Jody Mack. By the way, you follow me on Twitter, Jody Mackman?
Of course I do.
I just wanted to check. You know, I can't have one of my great friends in the business forever not be following me. Jody McDonald. Jody, thanks, bro. Let's give him a roaring round of applause.
Have a great fourth, man.
Have a cocktail on me, boys.
You got
exactly
it.
Exactly right. You don't have to ask us twice about that. 215-462-TONY is the number. 215-462-8669. Love Jody Mack.
Yes.
Another guy who is a good friend. It's like Friends and Family Day here. Eitan Shander joining us next hour, huh? Will he be blazing on a golf course this time?
We acknowledge him as friends and family.
Yes, we do.
I mean, that's something in itself.
And then a guy who would never be associated with us as a friend or family, the great Ian Eagle later on in the show. So a lot of fun still ahead. Phone calls still ahead. Yes, Miss Robin.
And if you want to continue listening to us as friends and family during the commercial break, make sure that you log on to twitch.tv/Tony Bruno Show, where the laughter and hilarity continues.
Exactly. Harry will curse out his latest golfer who's not playing up to par, so to speak, or below par, which is what he needs. Stick around.
Tony Bruno Show.
Tim Kirchen on the line with us from ESPN. You've been around this a long time. Have you ever seen anything this crazy when it comes to two sides trying to get together to figure out how to restart their sport?
No, Tony, I haven't. You know, I covered the 81 strike, and we didn't have, stories every 20 minutes, seemingly, but that's what we have here, and this is why it's so much more difficult to make a deal, because everything that comes out becomes a gigantic thing. Just a small note becomes a big story, and that's just the nature of our business day. But you don't have to go that far back. When Michael Weiner ran the Players Association, he was so good at this that a CBA was negotiated and no one really knew that they were really, really underway, and suddenly it was over. That's the way it should be, but it certainly doesn't work that way today.
Catch new episodes of The Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mays.
Weekday afternoon starting at 3 Eastern on Dan Patrick Radio Channel 211 and the SiriusXM app. The Tony Bruno Show.
My old partner in mullets and in great suits, the great Barry Morrow. Now, let me ask you about the hair, though, because you're not allowed to get haircuts. It's starting to open up now. So did the hair get really, really, really long? Because everybody, is complaining about, I can't go to the barber. Is the mullet back?
I never got a haircut for the whole time, the whole pandemaniac. It was getting pretty long. I don't know if I've had it longer, but it was pretty long.
I got to ask you, what product do you recommend? Because you got the nice, quaff and slick back. What do you use?
Just a very high-quality gel. And I'm giving you all these secrets before the season starts. Once the season starts, I got no time for that.
This is what we need. It's like training camp. We all want to look good when the puck drops, wherever the hell the puck is going to drop.
I got my work cut out for me. There's no doubt about that.
Catch new episodes of The Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mays.
Weekday afternoon starting at 3 Eastern on Dan Patrick Radio Channel 211 and the SiriusXM app.
Here with my man Kevin Harlan. So what's your favorite organic thing that you've ever done, whether it's an NBA or an NFL game or any other sport?
Well, they've all been organic. I like to say that whenever they've happened, you're so focused that it does happen organically. Now listen, wrestling with my kids or playing Nerf football in their rooms, you come up with these crazy sayings like the no regard for human life. That actually I stole from a James Bond movie, Dr. No. So when I heard that line, I would use it when I was playing against our son, Nerf football or Nerf basketball, in his room when he was like a little guy. When he's like 2 and 3 years old, he goes, I have no regard for human life. And I would slam the Nerf ball over his head. So when LeBron did that, for whatever reason, in that moment, it just kind of popped into my head, and I used the call.
Catch new episodes of The Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mays.
Weekday afternoon starting at 3 Eastern on Dan Patrick Radio Channel 211 and the SiriusXM app.
Welcome back to The Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mays on SiriusXM 211.
Now, a lot of people are watching on Twitch and they comment on what's going on down here. Harry used to say it all the time, what's going on back there and what's going on down here?
Yeah.
Because we have 6 people now in the studio. Nobody's wearing a mask, and that's fine because we're all safe. And I don't want to listen to the Pennsylvania Health Commissioner. Screw him or her or the governor, him or her.
And actually, I did a test, Tony.
Yes.
Because I have one of those pulse ox meters that you put on your finger and it
it gives you pulse and your oxygen level?
It gives you your pulse rate and your oxygen level. And I let myself just breathe normally without a mask, put it on, and I was at 99% pulse oxygen rate or oxygen level. And then I put on the mask, which you're supposed to wear, and I allowed myself to wear that for 10 minutes. My oxygen rate went down to 92%.
See, Dr. Fauci, who do you believe more, Miss Robin or Dr. Fauci
right
now?
This is scientific proof.
This is science.
Yes.
Proven science right here. Anyway, do whatever you want. I don't tell people what to do. By the way, people are ripping now. Of course, you know who they're ripping today, Harry.
33.
Number 33 with your LSU Tigers. Number 33 in down there in Baton Rouge. But number one in his heart because he's another one of those. And it looks like a Viking jersey, but it is an LSU Bengal Tiger
LSU.
Jersey.
It's an
then
absolute.
Why are you wearing that? Is Conlon Farrell, why are you wearing a Jamal Adams LSU jersey?
So, Tone, obviously we've documented that I'm a Yankees Jets fan.
and I've gotten ridiculed by you guys both for
because
it.
Because it's a violation, so to speak.
But that's all right.
No, I don't and,
yeah, but you're from Jersey, so
yeah,
that's
exactly.
Okay.
North Jersey, so that's fine. But the LSU Jamal Adams jersey, it's a practical buy. Getting out, I'm out of college now. I got to be smarter with my money.
So it was an investment.
It was an investment.
Okay.
Because now I can wear this because Jamal Adams went to LSU, graduated from LSU. He'll always be a Tiger.
Yeah, exactly.
The way the Jets run their front office, they sell people yard sales. You know what I mean? He might not be a Jet for the rest of his career. He probably won't be.
Wait a minute.
I
thought once you're a Jet, you're a Jet all the way from your first cigarette to your last dying day.
Well, the way – hopefully Joe Douglas, maybe they work things out. The Jets have control of him for the next 2 years anyway. So, but the purple Baton Rouge LSU Tigers jersey was an investment. It looks good. I love the 33. But
yeah you don't see the dark jersey anymore.
Yeah, you don't
LSU
see
always wears the whites.
The whites. Yeah. See, I'm purple. All right.
I like you know, this was good thinking on his part.
This,
it's
is,
kind
a
of like,
this is a guy just out of college trying to make money on the backs of other athletes, especially student athletes, when they weren't allowed to make money.
Exactly.
And even at LSU, where they're all having COVID parties. Now, that's Alabama.
Yeah, that's Alabama.
That's one of the big stories.
Yeah, exactly.
At Alabama, Roll Tide, baby. They're having COVID parties where everybody's, all the students are trying to get COVID so they can get over it.
But you get an award. They give out awards.
Do they give out Tony Bruno T-shirts for that? What
I
do
don't
they get?
Know what they get.
The first person who catches it.
Who gets sick gets an award,
gets
right?
Gets money. They
oh,
put
money.
It, yeah, they put
cash.
A cold
cash.
Hard cash.
Oh, wow.
Do they get it from the coach? Who do they get it from? The
Saban?
Boosters?
No.
The Alabama Boosters?
Saban doesn't touch the cash.
No, Harry would love how they're giving out the awards. You know what they're doing?
How are they doing it?
They're betting and setting odds.
No.
On who is going to get sick first.
Well, you know, we should probably do that for this room right here.
We should because we're already here. So
it's not like a Deadpool. It's a COVID pool.
Oh,
you know how you
that.
Do death pools?
That's a smart – we could totally do that.
Of all the people in this room, let's be honest, who's the one who's in greatest danger? Me.
You. Yeah.
Well, I'm 68 years old.
But there's a difference between who, if they get it, could – be the sickest. That's a different bet. Who could catch it first is totally separate from that.
But it's going to be difficult to find out if, like, me, Conlon, or Joe C. get it because we're younger and we can be asymptomatic, right?
Exactly
right.
Well,
yeah, but
you could still give it to me if you have it.
Exactly.
And then if I get it, let me just promise the audience, if I do get it from one of the people down here, I will have the ventilator brought into the wine cellar, and I will do the show from the vent. From the Ventilator King, Donald Trump called himself the Ventilator King.
That's right.
Not the Tiger King, Harry. That's somebody completely different. So we will have a ventilator brought down here.
Mm-hmm.
I think Ford's making one for me right now at the plant in Detroit.
No, the MyPillow guy. I
the MyPillow guy.
I think he's doing ventilators, too. And then you get a free copy of his book
yeah.
if you get the ventilator.
That's right. I already have. Robin and I bought my pillows in the My Pillow store in the Mall of America. You
from crack addict to CEO.
Yep.
Exactly right. He wasn't selling them, though. He had people in there.
Can I just tell you how impressed we are with those pillows?
Yeah.
He can sell me anything.
But I love how he says he had trouble sleeping. Yeah, you do crack. You don't sleep.
Come on, Harry. That's not important right now.
I don't care what kind of pillow you use.
I would go from CEO to crack addict if that ever happened to me. If I was a CEO, I would eventually be a crack addict.
No, you wouldn't.
No, I would. I'd never do that. That's why I don't even smoke weed.
Oh, we got
Jim.
I'm low-key faded, bro.
Let's go to Jim in Cheltenham, who's never been low-key faded, bro. Jim, how are you today, buddy?
How you doing, everybody?
What's
beautiful,
up, Jim?
Man. Now, Jim, I got to ask this question because I think it's a legit question. I actually put it up on my Parler page. I'm going to put it up on my Twitter page, too. Are you going to celebrate the 4th of July as the birthplace, the birthday of America this weekend, Jim?
Of course I am.
Exactly. You know, there's a lot of people who won't be celebrating now because all of a sudden, 240 years ago when this country was born, right here in Philadelphia, where the country sadly looks like it's going to die, people are not going to celebrate.
That's an outrage.
It is an outrage. Even President Obama said that earlier today.
It's an outrage.
Thank you.
Well, that's why I called up today. We have a special clip on one of your Red Wine Friday nights when you were on the original Into the Night.
was there alcohol being consumed, and was Robin sober during this segment?
It's hard to tell.
Oh. That's
Jim.
A yes.
She just started on the show.
That's a yes.
This was like 2009. You know?
Yeah, so Robin was just a...
4th of July, just before the 4th of July weekend.
She was just basically breaking her cherry on the show back then. You know what I'm saying?
Tim Gates had a update about a man who attacked his girlfriend with a hot slice of pizza.
Oh, I love pizza updates.
And in the background, they were playing Dean Martin.
Let's go to the tape, ladies and gentlemen. This is back in 2009, Into the Night.
That's right. 36-year-old Ron Rockford arrested for domestic assault of his girlfriend after he smashed a slice of pizza into her face.
Cheese, pepperoni, how many toppings?
Two toppings, thick crust.
Whoever was running the board did a bad job.
Is that Raj? This mix is terrible.
Yeah.
You know why I know Robin wasn't on the show?
I feel like I'm at CNO Trattoria in the marina. They play this song every night, you know. Jeez. You know that? And everybody in the restaurant clinks glasses and stuff, yeah.
A salt with deadly pizza. I don't think I've ever heard that before.
So what else happened then?
He was arrested for domestic assault because of the slice of pizza.
One slice or two?
Because of the slice of pizza.
Just one slice. Ate the rest.
Boy, that's a weird way to spend the 4th of July weekend.
You think he, like, kissed and made up and then licked the pizza off her face?
No. Everybody now. All right. We've totally lost control of the show tonight.
Now, Jim, it was a great clip, but here's the problem. I hate to rip Raider Ryan. Yeah.
Was that who it was?
Probably.
Yeah, it had to be either Raider Ryan or David Magdaleno at the controls.
Okay.
And this is what Robin gets upset about, except we have our levels underneath us so you can hear us talking. But the Dean Martin song was absolutely overmodulating on top of us so you couldn't hear the great content that we were providing during that. So I got to give David Magdaleno or Raider Ryan one of these, Harry.
Mm-hmm.
Not you, Jim. You can't control that.
It's great to be right after the great Jody McDonald.
Absolutely.
I'm so old, I remember when he started on The Fan. Like, he was on from 1 to 6 a.m. every on those Saturday nights.
Reading the box scores back
then. Right,
in the day.
I remember that. And then he came to Philadelphia.
Do you have any tape of that, Jim?
I have some tape.
For the first time ever, I contacted Jim asking for something, and he didn't have it.
I
was shocked.
Yeah.
I don't even remember the interview. That's one of the nights I probably was not listening.
Hey, have a great weekend, Jim.
Have a happy 4th of July, everybody.
Yeah. God bless America. Still the greatest place on earth. Eitan Shander coming up in the next hour. More of your phone and strapper line calls, too. We got some in the oven, fresh out the kitchen, all still ahead. On Thursday, July 2nd, it's a thirsty throwback Thursday.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.